Welcome to the first inaugural BCFL podcast. I'm here with Mike Minnick, motherfucking legend, owner of the Imus.
Say hello. Something. Hello out there in podcast land.
We're going to give it a go.
All right. Let me replay that. I hit stop. Oh, wait.
No, I didn't hit stop.
Come on with me, you know that. I just thought the captain was time and I'm gonna try again. I'm going to take a chance.
All right, folks. I was gonna kick out of Yingsty's in the mood to try again. This is the inaugural BCFL podcast. Coming to you live from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Here with me here today is Mike Minnick, owner of the Imus, otherwise known as the motherfucking legend.
Hello.
Very good. The goal of the goal of this podcast was to take us into the 21st century BCFL. Constantly striving to be on top of everything technologically and provide for our owners the communications that some of them can't get. So, the goal of the podcast is to keep it around an hour.
Or less.
Or less. I'm thinking it's going to be hard to be less than an hour with especially with my co-host.
I don't think I can listen to you talk for an hour.
Oh, you have for many hours. But yeah, an hour, just to try to keep a weekly update on the league, what's going on in the league, the games of the, you know, that happened the previous week, the games upcoming, the league, obviously there's always something going on in this league, whether it's bitching, complaining, rules, whatever gate is upon us, I'm sure we'll talk about it. That's the goal. That being said, let's start, Mike, with what was supposed to be our 30th year. You know, we had high hopes of, you know, I'm going back to when we were putting all this all together back in, I'm going to say we started talking about this at the end of last year. I think at the
are you talking about the podcast or the 30th?
No, no, no.
Year?
I'm talking about the 30th year celebration of the BCFL, which was supposed to be taking place.
It is still taking place. This is our 30th year.
Now I'm talking about what
the
was
celebration part.
I'm talking about what was supposed to happen in Harrisburg at Grantville, the casino. You know, all the planning we went through. I remember being up there. I actually drove to the location, met with the woman head of charge of planning and events, gave her a deposit, which one of our owners came forward and actually agreed to pay for the deposit. He wants to remain anonymous. But
I can't say his name.
No, he doesn't want anyone to know. But I went up there, gave her the money. She's no longer with the.
In that case, it was me.
She was it was not you. She was let go. I guess the actual pandemic. You know, she was a victim of that. She's no longer with the company. But when I did contact them, they are going to. Honor our money, and they're going to put us there for 2021. Same everything in place. I know you were working on the golf tournament.
Yes, we were scheduled to play at Blue Mountain, but we will reschedule that for next year. Maybe the golf course that's right by Grantville, but they had a tournament this year, which probably got canceled, but.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about everything, I mean, I have a vivid memory of going up there. It was dark, dank, gray, fucking cold day. I think it was in February. But I was looking forward to looking around. She took me to the room. I had such high hopes to get everybody in from town. We had everybody coming in from everywhere as usual, and it was going to be such a great time. We were going to do our one of the first inaugural roasts, as I was looking forward to too. I can't tell you how many years I've been thinking about this roast.
It's definitely something. Is going to happen. But
I hope it's going to happen
1 year from now.
We were thinking about doing the roast which is crazy to think about, but we were going to do the roast after the eighth round, have been really interesting.
That way Jerry had to stay.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, yeah, I mean, when you think about our drafts over the years, I mean, this, when we looked at our 30th and how we were going to do it, there was no one leaving. I mean, this was like you're in the room, and with the roast being at least an hour in between. It had to be at least an hour before. You know, we talked about maybe five or six people doing the roast, but we're talking about at least an hour. So you weren't, you know, you had to commit to the BCFL draft in the 30th year. I don't know how you feel, but this was something that we had so many things planned.
Yep, it's going to be a spectacular event next year.
Yeah, it's just very sad. I mean, when you look at everything that happened, and you know, you can insert any event into the same category or whatever formula we're talking about here. It just pisses me off that our 30th happened to be 2020. And well, anyway, another victim of 2020 is let's change gears and talk about what we lost. I mean, Blaine Hartman's. I mean, let's talk about that. I mean, how many years have we? I'm trying to think. It's been at least we're close to a decade.
I'm not good with numbers.
I'm trying to look it up here on the site the Hardy maintains, and looking here real quick, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, so we did 7 years. We did 7 years at Blind Hartman's,
right? And now closed for good.
Closed for good, and they closed quick out of the gate. They were one of the first places that I knew of that shuttered pretty quickly, which surprises me because I thought they had a pretty good business every time I was in there, and I was always happy with the drafts there, the people that I dealt with, and they were always welcoming to us. They kept our draft date open for us, and as usual, they treated the BCFL with a lot of respect which I don't know if it's we didn't go too crazy. I'm trying to think of the memories of that place, and there wasn't too many. I mean, the first couple years I think we were there probably later than the last couple years, but I'm trying to think, did we get really crazy there? Probably not like we used to, but
I mean, there may have been still time to go bowling afterwards.
Yeah, well, there's always time for bowling. I'm looking back here. We did 2 years at the clubhouse before that. Seems like longer, but anyway, yeah, the Blind Hartman's is closed. Clubhouse is closed. Kenhurst, or Kempton, as I used to call it, we did 6 years there, and it seems like we did longer at Kenhurst than we did at, or Kempton than we did at Blind Hartman's, but looking at what I'm looking at now, Blind Hartman's may have been the place that had the most drafts in the league history. So it's sad to see it go. I'm going to miss it, and it's going to be hard to replace Blind Hartman's.
We will try.
So let's talk about the. Well, obviously. Another thing from the pandemic too is we can't ever drink from the cup again. I mean, or some people will always refrain from drinking the cup. It has always been one of our greatest traditions of this league is to drink from the cup from the previous champion and enjoy that experience. But I don't know if that'll ever come back. What do you think, Mike?
I will drink from the cup if I happen to win again. There's no doubt about it. And whoever wants to partake after me, that is on you.
That's a bold statement these days. So you're saying that you will drink from the cup after Vince drinks from it?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's how much it means.
Okay. Well, that's one thing we didn't cover. Let's get into this year's draft. It's our 30th draft, and one of the things I normally do is, you know, I put the PowerPoint together and we go through like how many years it's been from every team. We give anniversaries, yada yada yada. You guys are all familiar with. I kind of felt that I didn't need to do that this year. I'm just trying to quickly work our way through the draft, try to get everyone out of there as soon as possible, just for the safety of the league. I didn't want to, you know, my opinion was, let's get there, let's get it over with. Oh, there you go, Mike. And that's an Arnold Palmer, by the way. And my goal was, I mean, this was probably, for me, it's probably was the most challenging draft of all the 30th years. I think back all the drafts that I've done, and there's been some challenges over the years. Looking back, you know, some of the initial ones, you know, trying to get people there. You know, when back in the early days, you remember, there was just me. Just, you know, there wasn't any email, anything like that, or even text. It was just hoping and praying that everybody who said they would be there would be there. So there was challenges in the early days. Worked through them, and we had our challenges. But this one in particular, I don't think I'll ever forget. I mean, over the years, been blessed with everybody trying to pitch in with the, you know, draft prep. You know, we got Hardy and the Hearts, Steve and Mike, with the, you know, I always took for granted, you know, the actual board set up, and, you know, had them pick that up, and, you know, God knows, thank God for that test Zoom session we had, you know, before the draft, when I actually had to set the board up in my place by myself. It took me at least an hour, and I felt like I needed a god. I mean, it was like I couldn't put the shit together. It took, but no, it's things like that, you know. You know,
this was absolutely a challenging year.
Absolutely. I mean, I felt very, very. Even getting the location was difficult. I mean, like I said, Blaine Hartman's bailed on us. I started thinking that, you know, maybe we could do it at, I had just had a funeral. My aunt passed away, and we had a funeral outdoor at Osgood's. I thought maybe they would take us. You actually drove up there and actually talked to them, right?
Yeah, while I was working, I stopped and talked to them, and their Wi-Fi isn't the best.
So oh, gosh. I mean, we killed. We killed it. I mean, thank God we didn't have it there, because I know, we were killing the Wi-Fi. And so, yeah, I mean, we tried several different places. I even looked into there's a lot of places that as soon as I said we had over 10 people, they just said, no, we're out. At least four or five places. And at one point, actually it was the same. It was about, I think, as little as 2 weeks before the draft, I did not know where we were having it. And I'd come to the conclusion that I was going to have the draft in my backyard in Lancaster, in my patio, which is not ideal for this thing at all. I mean, I don't have grass. I have a stone patio. I have two off-street parking spaces. And I was going to set up, you know, tables and, you know, 6 feet apart and try to keep everybody safe and have it in Lancaster. That's when it dawned on, actually it was someone I'm dating now said, why don't you look into the place your uncle's always talking about? I thought, holy shit, you're right.
Troy, let's get into who you're dating now.
It's not on topic here. We're going to keep moving.
Well, that reminds me of, if you have any questions for the MFL, please text me, and I will be sure to get Troy any questions that might be needed. Okay, go ahead.
As far as what? As far as what you know, questions for the motherfucking legend?
Yeah, you know, life questions. I give life advice. I'll give fantasy advice.
So you're just kind to, you're trying to just to, you're trying to steer it to the, let's get back to the 30, let's get back to our draft. Anyway, I'm trying to keep this flowing here. Keep it on. Anyway, she's like, why don't you recommend, you know, like, why don't you check. So
what does she look like, Troy?
She's hot.
Okay, good, excellent.
But
would
I don't,
you like the,
I don't date non-hot girls, though.
Do you have any pictures of her?
No.
Would you like to see some?
So we're going on. So I called up Franklin House. They're like, yeah, that, well, it happens to be that my uncle is pretty much 20% of their business. Turns out they made, they bended the rules a little bit for us. So anyway, your thoughts on the actual draft location? I thought it was mine. I thought it was perfect. I think that if, you know, obviously we're going to go back to Harrisburg next year, so we won't be back again next year. I thought the room was a little bit too small. If we had everybody, if we had all owners present, I thought that it would have been a little crowded. What do you think?
Yeah, it would. It would have been a little tight. Especially with eight more people in there, it would have been
the air conditioning was not keeping up. I mean, if we had to go back there again, I'd be willing to drop another 100 or get Hardy to say, "Look, we need more air conditioning." It was
right.
horrible.
Right.
It was horrible. I mean, that was the thing. If it, and it was a cold day. If it was a normal late August day, we certainly would have been hurting.
But you know what? It served its purpose for
yeah, we got
our
through
30th.
It. We got through it. I mean, within the first round, obviously, I had to, you know, Caitlin was. I tried to get her. You know, we got.
I really wanted to be on Zoom rather than in the room.
Really? Why?
Well, Caitlin.
Oh, the angles
to sit
you were given
in front of the computer.
This guy. You know, I heard it was good. I don't.
But then, thank goodness, you took over, and then I felt
well,
more comfortable.
Well, I tried to get, you know, Caitlin's not no dummy. I mean, she was, but I think it was too much for her. And I don't think anybody could have done
it. It was.
It was asking a lot of her,
for her
to do both.
Go on the computer, yes.
Trying to,
much.
You know, that was probably a mistake on my part. I probably should have had maybe someone like Taylor or somebody there to enter the picks on the computer. And it was asking too much. You know, if I had to do it again, that was one thing if I had to do it over again. I probably would have done differently.
Well, we won't have to do it over.
Hopefully,
again.
We will never have this again. So. But it was cool seeing like the different, you know, it was cool seeing like the different, you know, war room layouts. It was almost like a real NFL draft. Like seeing looking into the Hardy's war room was interesting. Seeing Steve there with a mask on, so
that was interesting.
Everybody commented on that.
I really wanted a picture of Sean's hair. I
Wow! Yeah. Well, we got the.
It wasn't the same. The draft.
We got
wasn't
the Al Qaeda guy that we, in the middle of it. I thought, hey, it looked like the terrorist that we caught, and that was a pretty accurate picture. You
it
saw
was.
That, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was extremely accurate.
Yeah, and you know, who else we have on? Who else was on Zoom?
Scott.
Oh, that's right. Scott. He was in Detroit Metro, and
yep.
one. Oh, Wells. Orson. Orson. He had a. Yeah. He had a sweet. A sweet war room. I mean, did you see his war room?
No, but there must have been a lot of like
oh, man, he had
smoke
a
going on in there because his picks.
Oh
were
yeah.
Horrendous.
Well, let's you know what good. That's a good segue, Mike. Let's get into the draft itself. I mean, we talked enough about the Franklin House and how, you know,
yeah,
the commissioner yes. stuff that no one wants to hear about. You know, everyone says Troy, you talk too much about being a commissioner.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I do, but. Taylor's nodding his head. He says he's had enough. Anyway, let's get into what Mike. Honestly, who the hell had the best draft of who had the best draft of 2020? No, don't mess around here. Let you know. Don't for God's sakes, just be honest.
Well, there's one division that really stands out, and I don't know what division that is.
Oh, that's a really good move you pulled out there. You throw a stat
whoever
out like on
the
this
mighty
is the inaugural frickin' podcast and you say this.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you don't know what All right, what
it's the
give
mighty,
me the team.
The
give
mighty
me,
heroes.
All right, let me I have it in front of me.
So
here.
You don't know who the mighty heroes what division they're in.
You could have wrote it down.
Well,
You throw a stat
like
out there.
I didn't know I was going to be here.
Since when?
Since a half hour ago.
Bullshit. All right. Mighty Heroes, they are in the AFC North. And you're talking with that Mighty Heroes, Big Titties.
Yep.
And B-Team 30.
Wow, all three of those teams are solid.
I think Jerry had a great draft. I think...
You get Kamara.
Yeah, I think...
At 12.
I think Kamara falling into his lap is just like... And then he's got, Jackson as his keeper.
Yeah.
I mean, right away. He had his heart. I looked, and I was actually in the... I was across from him on the first round because Caitlin wasn't, she was still trying to do it. But and I just saw a look on Jerry's face, like it probably was a look that I had on my face when I took Emmitt Smith and Thurman Thomas. I'm thinking that, Jerry's probably pretty happy the way it worked out.
He fell into some early tough luck with Miles Sanders not being able to play.
But I mean, come on. I mean, he's got Kamara falling into. He never ever would have dreamt that Kamara would have fallen into 12. I don't know what he came back with in 13.
Had Miles Sanders.
Oh, that was his 13th pick.
Yeah, he was 12. And 13.
I mean, yeah, the 13th.
Kamara and Sanders.
Oh wow, well, I did not realize that. Oh, then he has to be a little. Well, I think the B team did have a good draft as well.
An excellent
draft. I think they had a great draft. Even though I don't know where Esterly's thing said he was that his what his app said that
I
B
don't
team
listen
did?
To what Esterly puts down. So
I do. I like the I like his draft feedback. I don't know where he gets his app from, but I think it's cool to get that immediate gratification.
Those apps are nothing but a pile of shit.
But it's cool. I think it's cool. I like how he does. I do appreciate that he puts that out there. It's pretty cool. I mean, maybe it's it's all just it's a grade. You don't know how good it is, but I think it's cool.
Okay.
But anyway, go ahead. Continue, Mike. Go ahead. So you say the Mighty Heroes had a good draft?
Yes, I thought they had they have a great QB, obviously Mahomes. Their second running back, they're going to struggle with at the moment, but they got a connection of Mahomes and
Hill. Yeah, I mean that was, and they, what else I?
So there's going to be like five times a year where you're just going to get your doors blown off and don't have a chance.
The pick that the Heroes got that just surprised the living shit out of me was Cooper Kupp. I mean, it got to a point, this guy fell so late in so many rounds. I kept saying to myself, if I ever had a partner again, I would have said to him, is there something wrong with Cooper Kupp? Because I felt that he fell way, way too late, and then the Heroes picked him. So, I mean, I see your point. These guys are coming locked and loaded with Mahomes to begin with.
Yeah, it's just
but let's face it. They did not win the championship. They are not the team to that is defending the championship. It's Jerry, and Jerry has to be happy with the way the draft came out. Now let's talk about the NFC. Who do you think in the NFC had a good draft?
I think there were two teams.
Okay.
The Bulldogs.
Oh.
And Imus.
Is that right?
And the rest of them suck.
Wow. Wow. So you think you're being honest about the Bulldogs finally pulling out a good draft?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. It was a shock.
Wow. Well, I appreciate the feedback. I thought I had a good draft too.
Oh, you know what? I have written here that you will go as far as Bell goes. Well, that's not good, though.
Unfortunately, Bell lasted me 1 week, and I thought I really had a good feeling about Bell. I really did. I thought that, I've always been a Jets believer, but I really thought that Bell would come out strong this year, and I mean strong. I mean, I thought he would be wanting to change. I don't know. I took a reach on. Maybe I didn't take a reach on him too much, but I was hoping much more, and from everything I can see, it's not as bad as everyone's saying. But yeah, I mean, that's a really good analysis. I mean, you might be right, even though he went down. So I'm going to struggle the next couple weeks because I won't have that second top tier, or not even top tier, but middle tier RB complementing my team. But no,
did you pick up anybody in the?
I picked up his backup. I picked up Frank Gore last night.
Frank Gore.
Yeah, oh, on a $0 bet, or I didn't. No one else bet on him. All right, well, I don't know what the phrase is called, bet, whatever you want to call it.
Bid.
Yeah, you're bid. Right, bid. Thank you.
That's no, okay.
Oh, and the thing that you asked me about a couple of weeks ago when we got together about the rules.
Yeah.
Did you actually go in and check that out?
I didn't.
It's very interesting.
It's not on my
it's
app.
It's not on the app.
I know, I'll have to.
It's only available on the website, but it is interesting. Let me pull it up here. I mean,
oh,
if you want,
sweet. I'd love
if you want to hear what's really.
I really want to hear this.
If you really want to hear what happened, and I was surprised because there were some teams trying to
trying to get a
go
running
excuse me.
Uh-oh.
Taylor. What
get
surprised me the most
get a bucket. Get a bucket.
What surprised
here.
Me the most about this whole thing was that there's some teams that were trying to drop the person that they just waived. You know what I mean, like
oh.
So and then therefore that it made their bid invalid. So, I mean, maybe there's some people
oh.
that need some education that you, I mean, if you're trying to, it's not like the way add drop. It's, you know, if you drop somebody, they have to go onto the waiver wire and they have to, you know, it's like whatever it is, like 24 hours or, so you can't like stagger your bids and think that if I drop someone first and win that bid, that guy will be available for waiver. No, it's not the way it works. So, let me go through here.
Okay.
I don't want to get too far ahead. We were just talking about the what our opinion of the drafts. We didn't even talk about week one, but you want to rush me into the full fab. You want to know what everyone
before
you want to know what everyone
look,
bid. All right.
Yeah,
we can come back to it. I have it up right here. Let's go back to the NFC draft.
I did find I thought two teams really struggled at the draft.
Okay, well, let's go into that.
And the new team, the DFS Metroplex, I thought.
DFW Metroplex. That's Dallas-Fort Worth, Mike.
What'd I say?
You said DCS.
I don't know what I said. All right, the new guy, Metroplex.
Scott Hoffert. Good guy.
Scott Hoffert.
Yeah, good guy.
Good
you
guy.
Met him in, you were, in, were you with us in?
Colorado?
Yeah.
Yes, I was there.
So you know Scott. You don't remember anything of Colorado?
That I'm not positive of.
No, I'm not positive you were in there.
Oh, I was there.
Oh, yeah, you were. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember that. You were there.
All right, here we go. Well, let's talk. Let's see here. I have here.
Taylor wants to know details about Colorado.
Well, that's for another podcast.
Yeah,
a so later. You'll have to send in a question to the legend on.
Oh, so we're going to have legend questions now.
That's right.
All right. I don't know if I agree with this bullshit,
but
whatever.
His running backs are extremely young, and he didn't really have any starters. However, he did
Dude, he's 1-0. So, I mean, all the bullshit that everyone was saying, he's 1-0.
Exactly.
Now, he beat the Grimm. He beat the Grimm of all people.
Well, yes. Yes, he did.
Well, so how did you feel the Grimm drafted? You didn't.
Well, I have the Grimm here as they're solid at every position.
The tight end's a little weak right now.
They need a huge bounce back from Roethlisberger and Rodgers, and guess what? They got that. However,
okay. So who? All right. Well, so you went back. Okay, I cut you off. Okay, you said Dallas Fort Worth was one. Who was the second team that had the really bad draft?
I believe that would be the Midnight Snipers.
I was going to agree with you on that one. I love Orson. God knows I love Orson. But I think he was off. I think he was.
I think not being in the room affected his
draft.
Is
that what you think it was?
Because I think he was partaking in some other substances.
Oh. So you're.
Because nobody drafts like that.
Whoa. Okay. Well, I think he was reaching a lot.
I know because.
You've been there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know what it's like to throw.
We've all seen you in that position, Mike.
To reach.
We've all
now
seen you there.
Now, let's just remember, everybody, that, you know.
God knows I've seen you.
Many
I've
people
seen
are
going
to hear this podcast, Troy.
Absolutely. Keep that in mind, Mike.
So, all right. Why don't we
keep
just
that
get
in
back
mind?
Why don't we
you
just
keep
get
that
back,
in mind.
Get back to the football question.
Please try to keep that in mind. Is what I'm begging you to understand. And I'm saying that, yeah, Orson had a bad draft. I think he'd be the first to admit it. I think he, and then he came around in week one and didn't start his number one. He didn't start Murray. I mean, did you realize that?
I'm okay with that.
But why would you take him so early then?
You play the matchups. I play the matchups. I don't.
See,
that's why I sat Smith Schuster.
See, I guess I'm old school.
And see how well that worked out
for me? We all have
me?
Different point. We all have different, you know, we all have different strategies and stuff. I mean, I draft a team to use them.
That's true.
You know, I'm not going to draft somebody number. I don't. I'm assuming Orson's number one pick was Murray. I don't even remember anymore. I know he took him really high, but I mean, if you're going to take him that high, you better. In my opinion, he better be in your number one lineup, number one lineup.
I think he took him in the second.
Okay,
I'm not positive.
Well, I mean, all right.
Who was first? Chubb. I think Chubb.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, did he start Chubb? all right, whatever. All right, well, okay. So we're going to recap the draft here. We both agree that Orson struggled on the draft. I mean, like I said, I don't think he would disagree. Anything else from the draft stood out to you, motherfucking legend? What about bailing out? How do you think they did? They're in our division.
They did. They did good, except for their quarterback sucks dick.
Who's that? Tannehill?
Yes.
Yeah, and it was
you
just
can't
a
win team. With one quarterback and his name is Tannehill. I don't
well
care
how
who
did
you
do
are.
How did he do on week one? I don't know. I mean,
I don't know. I played him and I went to sleep because
right,
I was
so
up
you
by,
don't
I was
know.
Up by 50
so
points.
You make this opinion, and you don't know how he did on week one. I mean, we are just we're coming out of the gate here.
I know he lost. This is
the beauty of Mike Minnick right here, folks.
But you have to have more depth.
Hey, look, Ed sees potential in Tennessee. I mean, Ed has always been a strong competitor. I mean,
did you pull that up yet?
I'm pulling it up
do
right
you need
now.
Me to pull
let me. No. I got it right here. All we right. got bailing out. They lost to you. Division game. It was actually a pretty close game.
Not really.
Tannehill scored 25 points.
That's not bad.
It's not bad, but it's not, you know, it's not crazy.
What did mine score?
Josh Allen scored 41.3 points. Pretty solid.
Solid performance.
All right, so let's talk about week one. If you're done with the draft, we can move on.
Yes.
Anything else from the draft you want? I mean, it was pretty cool to see. To see Ed's son owning half of his franchise. Nolan is, he's been with.
Yeah, I'm.
You know, that's pretty cool.
I'm starting to. I might be able to sneak him onto my team because he wants to be with a winner.
Oh, really? Nolan's showing interest in coming onto the Imus?
Yeah,
I doubt that's ever going to happen.
Oh, you'll be surprised what I can make happen.
I would be surprised. How about the Bing? How do you think the Bing did?
I have here solid team. We'll need to make trades for running backs in the second half.
Oh,
of
so
the
you
year.
Actually went through the grade of every team. Oh,
I did my own.
This is interesting. Okay. Yeah. Well, what about? Did you already say the Grim? Oh, yeah, you did do the Grim. How about the Reaper? Let's talk about the Reaper.
Grim Reaper, solid starting running backs until Fournette went down or got traded or whatever. But he didn't land that too bad of a spot. He said. Could still be okay, and I have his very good PPR wide receivers. Do you know what that means?
I do.
That means they don't score a lot of touchdowns, but they do a lot of catches.
Yes, yeah.
So
I understand.
He needs to figure out the rules of this league.
Well, Tom's always been, the trendsetter,
and he's very good at tight ends and QB. I have him finishing 7-6, Troy.
Wow.
That was before I think. He had another injury or something funky.
Yeah, you realize he scored he scored the second least points of the week.
I didn't.
And he almost won. I mean, let's let's talk about week one, okay? Hold on. There's one team you didn't actually critique. Well, how about the Pinnacle Four?
I said they have great tight ends. They must have two. So. Team will be as good as their running backs.
They have Kittle though. Kittle just went down.
No, now they have one. But their backup must be pretty good.
Yeah, and they lost Thomas, too, so they are struggling after
week one. Yeah, that Michael Thomas in the first.
You know, I mean, this was a, for me, we can go right into week one, and we'll talk about P4 and dogs. I mean, I was watching that game Thursday night, and the first thing that
P4 dogs?
P4 dogs.
You were watching that on Thursday night? What channel was that?
I guess it was, I don't know.
NFL Network, I guess.
No, it wasn't. It was on regular TV. I watched it.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I was pissed off because all the Watson points were pretty much trash points. Like, you know, the game was over halftime. And I thought, you know, I had a, you know, but, you know, I wasn't undaunted. But, I mean, I came away from, I was, actually, I just, I hate to say it, but I was never really, never feared losing this game. I hate to say it, but I thought I had this game in the bag as soon as Russell Wilson was unleashed. I mean,
Russell Wilson. I'm glad you kept him.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, I know. I know. I talked about keeping. yeah, I know. yeah. I made the right call. So, how about your game? I mean, you pretty much.
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't like a blowout, though. I mean, bailing out kept it close. I mean, how did the game flow?
It flowed, started off rough because Thursday night was the...
he jumped on you pretty quick.
Kansas City, and he had Clyde Edwards-Helaire for...
Oh, yeah, that oh, my God, that...
put
yeah,
me in a
I
hole.
Tell you what, he got a... What, when did he get him? What a great... I mean, I didn't even know who the hell
he
this
got
guy
him
was.
Yeah, so Troy... It was the first round. He took him in the first round because
you're kidding me.
He's an excellent
at
star,
a number
young running back, number 11.
11.
And Jerry said he would have taken him if he had taken Kamara.
Wow, so that tells you how out of it I am.
Yeah, we were all surprised that you got that high grade from me on the draft, but you
wow.
did. You have an excellent team.
Wow, I guess if I would have needed to dial in on him, I would have, but I knew what position I was picking from, and I knew the players I needed to know.
Well, that's true.
How's that sound?
That sounds excellent.
That's
yeah.
the way I do it.
And then you stick with them all year.
You're damn right I do. I give them opportunity to reheal, and I give them a, you know, I don't waver much.
You know,
I believe in picking a player. I believe in giving them time to develop. I don't believe in this shotgun approach.
All right, Troy, do you want to talk about any other games, week one? Or are you
well, no. Let's go there. Let's go there. Yeah, so, I mean, it was close.
There were.
But, I mean, you beat Ed by 20 points. I mean, it's a solid division win. I mean, you know, you got a division win out of the gate. That's good. I already talked about P4, me. What do you think? I think the best game of the week, what do you think it was? I mean, it might have been the best game of the week, might have been the worst game of the week, but it was a win no less for the Snipers. I mean,
probably I'd go with the DFW Metroplex.
That was a great game too. Yeah, because it was it was within 5 points. I mean, who would have thought? I mean, after no disrespect to Scott, but the dude rolls up 120 points.
Yeah.
I mean, he took a lot of shit for his draft. But Matt Ryan scores 41 points. And he got Hopkins. He took Hopkins in the first round. Everyone thought that was a bit of a stretch. Yeah. That was
Matt Ryan had 450 passing yards.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. I mean, but he took Hopkins at number 4, I think, overall, which everyone said that was crazy, right?
Yes, I agree. That was crazy.
But look,
it worked out.
Dude, Hopkins
crazy like a fox.
Hopkins had 14 receptions in week one. 14 receptions.
That's a lot.
Maybe times that times 16? That is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like at least like 190 or something.
That'll break every fucking record that NFL ever had. I mean, and then everyone said he took Metcalf way too early. But look what Metcalf did. Metcalf even outscored Hopkins. Metcalf had 18.5.
Yeah.
Everyone said Metcalf was a stretch. Way too early.
You notice his Raiders defense only had.
Yeah, that was. But
two
that's
points
a defense. You know.
Because defenses suck, and I'd still like to get rid of them because You can't, you know. There's no rhyme.
Everyone attacked his running backs. I mean, but he got 14 points out of Dobbins, and he got 8 points out of Swift. I mean, it wasn't nothing crazy, but if you add the two together, I mean, I got less than from Bell, and everyone, you know.
Right. He had.
I mean,
combined, he had 15 rushing attempts. So I don't know if you can continue.
Yeah, that's not good.
Continue that type of
three
touchdowns.
Yeah, that's a good. That is a very good stat, Mike.
But
wow, that is.
And the second half of the year, I think he's going to be solid because he'll be taken over by then. But Dobbins may take over sooner if Ingram continues the way he's going.
Very good observations by you. I'm impressed.
Well, I do nothing all day.
Taylor's laughing over here. Anyway, any other game? Let's talk about some other games here. That was a great game to come out of the gate. Grimm obviously have to be reeling from this. I mean, there was chatter. I call it chatter amongst some owners that didn't think that DFW would win one game, let alone they come out of the gate and boom. They knock off the Grimm immediately. How do you feel about that, Mike?
I had them winning two games.
Wow. Now you already have them beating the Grimm.
Well, I didn't have that. I didn't have them winning a game until the second half.
This is a division game too. This is the division game.
Yeah, that's not good.
I'm telling you, maybe they're going to surprise some people. You never know what to do. You know.
Who else?
Us so-called 30-year experts, maybe we don't know shit.
Hey, listen, I won once in 30 years. That tells you all you need to know.
I won twice in 32. So we got three cups between 60 years between us. Yeah. We are what are we doing here?
This?
I don't even know. Let's move on.
All right.
Yeah, we have we have nothing to talk. So let's talk about the Sniper's Reaper. It was almost like the battle I don't know. I mean, neither of these teams came out of the gate with anything flashy whatsoever. I mean, you got the Snipers with freaking Garoppolo.
Holy shit, 31
points. But the fact is, he had Murray on the bench, but it didn't really outscore Garoppolo that much. I mean, so...
Yeah, 5 points.
Yeah.
Wow.
What hurt him the most? I mean, I guess it was that tight end from Jacksonville that just, you know... I don't know.
He picked up Sammy Watkins after the draft.
Oh, yeah, you're
plugged
right.
Plugged him in there.
Oh, yeah, you're
got
right.
Him 14 points.
That was a good move. That was a really good move.
Excellent Bills defense, got him 10.
But Chubb, his number one pick, just a complete, you know, kind of a dud.
Noah Fant, I have a feeling he's going to be
kind of. Look at it. He's got to be disappointed with Chubb at this point. I mean, well, for 1 week, week one, you know, what are you going to do? Let's talk about Esther. I mean, Ashley.
Well, when you have
Ashley, always seems to have Stafford and Brady. I don't know why. Doesn't it always seem that he always has those two?
It does seem that way, and they're both. I would have been happy with either of them.
Well, he's got to be happy with Stafford. I mean, at this point, I think I would start Stafford over Brady constantly. I don't know.
You're out of your mind. Who's Brady playing this week? Carolina?
I think Stafford's a solid fantasy quarterback.
Shit.
I'm sorry, but and then he's got to be a little bit disappointed with Barkley only getting 6.6. And look, trust me, I took Barkley last year, and I wasn't going to touch him with a 10-foot pole this year. I mean, it's just the Giants. I mean, the guy is solid, but he just, I mean,
that tells me right there. Any time I have a running back going against Pittsburgh, I'm gonna
pass.
Start him.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, you know, I was really, I mean, some people attacked me and thought I took Henry too early, but I got to be honest with you. I mean, I was going to take Henry over Barkley. I just don't want to deal with the bullshit. I know Tennessee is a good team. They're a playoff team. I mean, they are going to win a lot of games, and the Giants just suck. And Barkley might be a better player, but it might be a better running back, but I just don't see him having the points. I mean, and I'll sleep better. He's got to be a little. Anyway, he's got to be a little disappointed with that. But maybe, you know, I'm not saying anything. But let's talk about the B team. Holy shit! B team scores 168 points week one.
Yeah, they're
solid. Come out of the gate and boom. They, I think they had a great draft. They got the number one. They obviously won week one high. You know, highest scoring points. Their running backs look freaking ridiculous. Thielen. I mean, Jesus. I mean,
their highest scoring player is on the bench. Slayton had 31 points.
I did not even notice. Oh, my God. A tight end?
No, he's a wide receiver for the Giants.
There you go. See what
that's
I mean?
That's all right, yeah. And then, they had a solid.
But look at their running backs. I mean, you can't. I mean, you got 60 points between your running backs. I mean, you're going to win every week if you have 60 points between your starting running backs. Seriously.
Yep. Wow.
It's a solid team they've got there.
Yep, I agree. It looks like they can't keep that up.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree.
They're going to drop down to about 120 this next week, which would probably still be good enough to win. But
Jackson, you know, Jerry and Jackson scores his, you know, 40 for him has become average. And, you know, that's what's going to make Jerry hard to beat every week. And you know, he's got Kamara throwing out 20, 25 every week. I mean, but then you look at the rest of his lineup, and there you go. I mean, this is why he's bitching week one about. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, you got Kamara and Jackson, and boom. I mean,
Beckham didn't do anything. Cooper, 8 points. Waller, 4 points.
Yeah, the champion's got to be. I mean, he's got to be a little concerned.
And on his bench, he's got two guys that should be on the IR. That might be why he's complaining.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely why he's complaining.
And Landry should be there, but he's still playing. He only got 6 points.
He hated to drop Landry. That's the problem.
Wow. There's.
So, yeah, I mean, Jerry's got to be a little concerned. I mean, Jerry obviously got the injury bug right away. He's the one who's been hurting. Is there any other games you want to talk about? I mean, your game was pretty much over. I mean, I think we've got them all. Let's talk about. Did we hear that?
That might have been me.
No, that was me.
Good.
From here on out, I got to make sure to turn off my Outlook. Thanks for reminding me of that, Taylor. So.
I want to quick.
Anything more? Oh, you wanted something else with week one?
One last thing here.
With week one.
Nope.
What stood out?
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
If Jerry would make it to the playoffs, week 14, 15, and 16, they play at Cleveland, Jacksonville at home, and the Giants at home. He's going to win. He's going to win another one.
God damn.
If he makes it there. So we got to beat him, guys. Let's beat him now.
Well, I'm telling you, man. This is, yeah. All
right.
Hey, man, it's all about, you know.
Anybody else?
We all play by the same rules. I mean, yeah, this is Jerry we're talking about. The dude, nobody works harder than Jerry, though. Nobody.
No.
Nobody works harder than Jerry. I mean, as far as
we
like.
We didn't hit on the banging the heroes, did we?
I'm talking about, like, just looking about who's out there, just scamming the, you know, just hitting the. He takes a totally different approach than let's say, Jerry's on one side of the spectrum. I'm on the complete opposite side. Jerry is constantly reviewing the waiver wire.
Yes.
Nobody works harder at that.
Nope. He does a great job.
How many years were you together with him on you know?
Oh, probably.
And at what
10?
Point?
10? I don't know.
Or more.
Could be.
I mean,
more.
Probably 15, 20. I mean, come on.
I don't know. A lot.
So you know that at some point Jerry just took over the reins and said, "Fuck it, I'm doing waivers when I see fit." Because he did the same thing with me in baseball.
Yeah.
and dude just does not hesitate.
Nope. He sees a value. He likes rookies. He sees value and he goes after it.
And he bangs away. But the problem is now is what the here's the problem with week is that he hates dropping potential when he's trying to find potential. So the issue becomes, you know, hey, I want to keep this dude, but I got to drop somebody. Now, meanwhile, he doesn't keep two kickers. He doesn't keep two defenses. So he's going into every week with 15 roster spots where, you know, someone like me, I keep two defenses. I keep two kickers because that's what I do. But Jerry's already got 15 roster spots to work with, and now he's already complaining about, hey, I hate dropping this guy because I think he's good, but I'm going to drop anybody because I'm going to drop him because I see potential in this guy. And this is what I do. I shotgun approach the waiver wire. I'm a bottom feeder.
I see that with Gore.
And I don't,
Who are you playing this week, Troy?
You.
Oh, sweet.
Let's talk about week two. enough of Jerry. I think I got my point across. Jerry likes to just bottom feed. I get it. I get what Jerry's trying to do. I get, but the thing is, like, okay, but so we go to eight. So we go to 18 slots. Mm-hmm. He won't be. Then it's gonna be. I want 19. I want 20. There's a strategy to having 17 spots. You can either say I got these 17 guys and I'm gonna give them another week to develop. Or I'm going to fucking weigh this guy.
Troy, how many seltzers did you have there?
All right.
We got to settle down here.
I got a little upset.
We have one right, more game. I don't think we talked about the Mighty Heroes and the Bada Bing. Did we talk about that?
Yeah, we did. No, we didn't. No. We talked about the Bing having a little bit of explosion.
Look at the Bing. I was upset that he didn't take Kamara and he took Jacobs. Well, look.
But look what happened. See, the Bing is solid, man.
I know. Every year, I think his team sucks at the draft, and
the dude doesn't follow. Joel does not follow the books or the so-called TV shows or the noise that's going on around the chatter, so to speak. Bing does. He's always done.
His
drafts by his own book.
Adams. 33 points.
Adams was, that kind of shocked me. I didn't see that. I knew he'd have some good numbers. I didn't see it that huge.
His old running back.
Even Duke Johnson.
That's David Johnson. That's David Johnson with 19. Todd Gurley with 11. That's all right, Troy.
Gurley.
Yeah, he's got Gurley down in the flex. That's what I mean. He's got old running.
See, I only focus on my own team, Mike. If I don't know other names, it doesn't mean that
Todd Gurley. He's been in the league a couple of years.
Oh no, I'm saying if I see D Johnson, I look at Duke Johnson. But if he's not on my team, I don't know his first name, so I don't give a shit.
I understand that. Okay.
I'm not gonna know everybody's name in this league.
You know what? We're gonna play a game.
All right, hold on. Are we done with week one? Where are you going now?
There is a wide receiver on the Patriots. His last name is Harry. First name begins
Dirty?
With the letter N.
No. No clue.
Close. Nikhil. Nikhil, no clue?
No clue.
That's all right. Well, he didn't do very well on his bench. He got 1.9. All right, where are we going? Week two? We're at 50 minutes, Troy. I think you were right.
We're going to get around an hour. I mean, it's easy to do this. I mean,
apparently.
we don't even have a. Let's talk about week two matchup.
Are we
at that point, Mike?
We're at that point.
I
like it.
We've covered everything. I mean, we're going into week two.
Kind of
I think week two. When when I look at the matchups at week two, I see
good.
A couple things stand out. We got some winless teams that are matching up, like the Reaper and big TDs.
Yeah,
0-1. That's a huge game right there. I mean, if one of those teams is going to come out 0-2, that's going to be a big one. And then you see the Grimm and bailing out, same way.
Yeah.
Another huge game because someone's going to be 0-2. I mean, and I'm hoping it's bailing because, God knows they are a constant thorn in both of our sides, but you never know. And then on the other side, you and I. I think Dogs and Imus is a pretty good matchup this week.
Yeah, according to CBS, which is very smart at this point.
Not really.
That I'm supposed to win by 10.
Against the Dogs?
Yeah. Got that.
I'm going to change my lineup of several. That's not going
to
happen.
That's down to 7. Something
that's because, I changed my lineup. I'm going to be changing that constantly this week, throwing you off. You're going to be looking at that phone every day. Every hour you're going to be saying, it's changed to something else.
That's true. I'm going to probably...
I'm going to be throwing you off all week, dude.
I'm
going
to squeeze my balls and go, hey, what's happening? What Troy put in there now?
You're going to be like, I might have changed it up a little bit.
Oh, I see a mistake that you didn't do. All right.
What mistake?
No, I'm not telling you.
Didn't do.
Telling you.
That's a double negative, dude. Mistake that I didn't do.
Well, maybe I meant it to be a double negative.
So that means that I didn't do anything wrong. Exactly.
Right. That's what I was trying to throw you off. See there?
Okay.
See there? Hey,
so
there. You're
saying I should put Kelly in it. I know where you're going at, but that's all right. We'll figure it out. B team and heroes. I don't know. Again, that's going to be
That's a
division game.
That's another division.
And heroes. I mean, if heroes come out of the gate 0-2, losing to, didn't they lose to Jerry in the first week?
They did not lose to Jerry in the first week.
Oh, they didn't? Wait.
Jerry lost.
Oh, so the heroes had a non-division game. Okay. So
they are out of the elimination pool.
Oh wait. Holy shit, we didn't even talk about that. So who was out? So
the heroes
are out. Wow.
I believe the heroes.
Who
would have
thought
out.
That with the King Mahomes?
I know.
So all right, wow, out of the gate. Mahomes is out. All right. Cool. That's a really good point to bring up. Heroes are out of the elimination poll. And Hardy won the highest point of this week, of week one.
And so that they lost by 1.5 points.
Oh, that's a killer. You hate
too bad.
There'll never be another tie again. That's what everyone says. So another one, Reaper and Big Titties. Right now they're at almost 50% each. I don't know. I don't know. It's. Again, whoever comes out of that is going to be 0-2. It's going to be a tough, tough recovering from that. Big one. Let's talk about DFW and Pinnacle 4. What do you see coming out of that? You see DFW coming down to earth?
I got to believe they come down to
this
earth.
This is a division game. DFW has already won one. They're in back-to-back division games. If they win, they'll be 2-0 against division teams. How do you think this is going to roll out, Mike?
Well, I'm looking at it here. We got Ryan at Dallas. That's going to be a shootout.
Totally. I mean, they got Hopkins at Washington.
Baltimore. Wah, wah, wah.
You're right.
Uh-oh.
So DFW is kind of why does CBS have DFW at a 43% underdog? I don't get it.
You don't get it?
Well, I don't get it. P4's got Kittle hurting. I don't see where they're going to get their points.
Yeah, they don't have. I don't think Kittle's playing. That's the same.
This goes back to CBS. No, I don't put much really. They have Pinnacle 4 as the highest favorite of this week, and I don't see it at all. I don't see it at all.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Watson's at Baltimore. I mean, Ryan's at Dallas. Hopkins is at DC.
Is
playing DC. Metcalf, well, there's one thing there. Seattle is playing against New England. Supposedly New England has some serious secondary defense. They shut down.
Yeah,
they're pretty much a shutdown receiver. Who knows? I mean,
that's why I'm not starting Chris Carson.
Oh, really?
Yeah
I know.
I am
concerned about Wilson myself. I mean, I may even start. I'm considering even starting Cousins.
Tough.
I mean,
that is tough. You know what though? I don't know.
It should be a good game.
It's gonna. Yep.
And you know, everyone that was everyone on the DFW Metro wagon that was throwing him out. I mean, I'm telling you, the guy's got some players.
He does. Yes, he does. They're not very good, but he's got some players.
He's gonna make it interesting. All right, how about the Snipers and Bing? I mean, both 1-0 coming out of the gates. Snipers barely got a win, and Bing crushed. So right now I'm looking at this. CBS has Bing favored 69%. I don't think I've ever seen a CBS favor someone more than this. I mean, I'd never seen a favorite this high. Have you?
Oh, my.
I've never seen a favorite that's over 60.
Oh, they
over
got no
60.
Chance. Look at that.
Wow.
Yep. There, you want some money, go put it on the Bing this week.
Wow. I've never seen the bar that far to the to one team. Okay, let's talk about here. Did we talk about the Heroes and B team?
I don't know.
Both? No, we haven't talked to it, but right now they got B B team at 55%. Nothing really stands out here. I mean, this is probably going to be a good game. This is going to be a good game. This is a division game. They've always had good games, Heroes and B team. My money is going to, I don't know. I think the Heroes are going to rebound here.
I'm going to go against you.
Really?
Like, I think the B team. Heroes have some tough matchups again. I don't like Cincinnati. Cleveland's run defense is pretty good. Gets Mixon, Ronald Jones. He sucks just as it is. 11 points. My ass, he ain't getting 11 points.
I don't know. I just think that Mahomes is going to light it up. I don't know.
He can win if there's a bomb from Mahomes to Hill. That'll give him, you know, 30-some points. But
let's talk about our matchup. I don't know. I mean, your quarterback, your keeper, pretty solid. Looked like he might be a fantasy stud week one.
Yeah, that was
kind of surprised. They're just gonna. Do they even have a running game?
Not a good one.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like this. I mean, he is their running game. I mean, I can see why you kept him, because he's gonna.
He scores
if he stays healthy. He's
legs.
Not. Yeah, he's. Yeah, I mean, he's scary. I mean, as Wilson is, but Wilson's going up against New England, and there's, you know, New England's pretty solid on the D. I'm hoping that Henry going against Jacksonville is just going to tear it up. I mean,
you know, they said like his.
I've never. Yeah.
It's not going to be good. Henry's going to clobber.
I'm hoping Henry just unleashes. I mean, that's my. I mean, this is the game that I'm that I drafted him for. Man, just going to bully his way and. Like a bull, you know?
Yeah, he's going to get 2 touchdowns, 120 yards.
I'm hoping for more yards, actually. I'm hoping he gets like one, like he breaks loose on a 70-yarder or something like that. But, I mean, that's the only one.
121.
But it's going to be a good game. I mean, you know, this is our, you know.
Yeah.
You know, this is what it's all about. I mean.
And you have the Rams defense going,
I know,
against the Phils.
Yeah,
Philly,
Eagles. I know, which is
no
a good matchup.
Line.
You know, what do you think about my Hawkinson pickup? I thought that Esterly left him go a little early. I mean, that guy's a solid tight end.
Do you have him in?
No, I'm reaching out to some teams right now. I got 3 good tight ends. I mean, I couldn't.
I don't have any.
I couldn't pass on the guy. I mean, and he ends up scoring a touchdown against the Packers.
Yeah.
I'd love to unload one and get something in return.
Who's your third? Hawkinson?
I got Hunter Henry, who's
Hunter
top
Henry.
5. I got Jared Cook.
Oh, and Cook.
He's another top 10. So,
yeah.
You know, anybody out there wants to listen, wants to talk, I mean.
Higby's as good as those clowns. All right.
All right. So that's pretty much covers the week 2. I mean.
Well, we're an hour into it.
What do you think, Mike?
I think they shut off about 40 minutes ago.
You think everyone did? I don't think so. I think people are listening. We want to talk about Jerry and his IR email about you want to.
No,
just want to.
I don't want to talk about that.
No, you don't. What? Anything else? How about anything else? Are you saying that you've done for this week? Anything from your cheat sheet you want to do?
Yes.
All right, I'll give you the last closing minutes here. You
got a couple questions here, so that everybody
Jesus
can.
Christ! I mean, I want to know if fucking Hardy's going to pay me for the Zoom, for the trophy, for the fucking award plaque that I paid. This is ridiculous. You know, is Hardy out there?
If you're stranded on an island and you could only have one album. What album would it be?
Who, me?
Well, yeah. Who the hell else? Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Album. Number one, they don't even make fucking albums anymore. You need an album, you need a goddamn record player to play, right? Album. That's insinuating I have a record player.
Do you have a record player?
No. Who does?
A lot of people do.
An album? An album is a
songs.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, it's a collection of songs.
Oh, so it's not just. All right,
so you're refusing to answer. What
Hold on, let me
stranded.
Think about this. This is a tough decision here. Album. I don't know. I'm not someone who.
All right.
Well, I'd say Damian Rice, his first album.
Is that like a?
You'd never heard of Damian Rice, have you?
Like,
and you asked this fucking
Piper
question.
Dude? What do you play?
Christ.
You play the.
No.
Bagpipes.
It's called.
Bagpipes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an instrument from fucking 500 years now. What are you? Anyway.
Do you like
Damian Rice?
Would you
Damian Rice? I think I forget the name of the album.
Would you have a pizza or burger?
When?
You're hungry.
For my last meal?
No.
For my last meal?
Nope.
For my last meal, I definitely have a burger. It's a Pennsylvania Dutch thing to do.
Wow.
Fuck the Italians.
All right. Who was your first celebrity crush?
Celebrity crush?
First celebrity.
I'll tell you who it was.
That's why I asked.
I was watching when I was young. Battlestar Galactica used to come on this.
I'm pretty sure there's all guys.
It was on a freaking TV. This TV the size of a goddamn. I mean, this TV was the size of a boat. And that's what I used to watch this on this TV. It's like this console TV. My mom had it. It was furniture. It wasn't a TV. It was furniture. And this is what came through. Battlestar Galactica. And her name was Linda Gray. She was hot as fuck.
Linda Gray?
Yeah. Yeah, man. She used to wear like this whole like. One single piece outfit that back in the day would be called, but today we'd call it spandex. But back in then, back in those days, it was the actual Battlestar Galactica uniform, which was hot, and she was hot.
Excellent.
And I was young. I don't even remember her. I mean, I do remember her name, but.
And there were Kleenex.
No, I don't do that shit. What are you talking about, man? I'm a Christian.
You're a Mason.
You're damn right I am.
Okay, and final question is...
Well, we don't need this fucking...
Who is your biggest BCFFL rival? Who do you hate to lose to?
That's a good question. I don't like to lose at all. There's one team I respectfully will lose to, and that's the Grimm. I mean, we have our flag... We have our flag bet... So to speak, competition week four every year, and I always want to win that game, but I don't mind losing it either. So that's out of the question. But team that I hate losing to the most, 30 years in, I mean the easy answer would be B team. But I got to be brutally honest in the last. The last, 10 years or so, the team that just gets my fucking, that I just can't fucking stand losing to is bailing out, man. I don't know why, but it just, when I needed to win the most, I lost to him. And when I needed, it just, I can't say it's a rivalry. My biggest rivalry, I think, is you and Hardy. Obviously, the original NFC North, I think it was. So, yeah, biggest rivalry is definitely Imus and B-Team. But the team I hate to lose to the most is bailing out, and I don't know why. The cocksucker gets just I threw my phone out on Route 30, losing to him. And then I drove around one exit down, came back, and I found my phone in the weeds. And I refreshed it, and I was still fucking losing to him. That really pissed me off.
Okay.
My phone wasn't broke. It was still working.
Any final words, Troy? Or are we good?
Oh, I'm the host here, dude.
Well,
I close the show
sure?
out. You don't. You're just a fucking co-host. You're the... This is bullshit. I'll say when this show is over. Let me look through my list here. Anything else I want to talk about? I don't think so, but I hope that this is going to be a good thing going forward for the league. I hope these podcasts are going to be listened to. I hope we aren't going to waste our time drinking seltzer and Arnold Palmer's. We'll have to get some beer I didn't.
I didn't realize.
I purposely
it was
did
an hour.
I asked you to bring beer, motherfucker.
Well, I was gonna text you, and then I thought, well, it's just me and Troy, and if he drinks his
bourbon,
bourbon.
Well, I wasn't.
I wasn't.
I'm not gonna break out bourbon this early. Are you kidding me, dude? I got all night for bourbon. You know how I roll. All
right, I gotta work tomorrow at 4. So
again, with the excuses, this guy. All right, so. Let's hope this works. I hope I can find out. I hope we'll be together again next week.
I hope so. If you have a question for the legend, text
oh
me.
Yeah, and there we go. We're gonna have a legend. We're gonna have a legend. Motherfucking legend.
Ask the motherfucking legend.
Okay. Well, let's not forget we're going to have Hardy on here, too. Hardy is... Oh, hey, you forgot. You made a good point. You want to bring up what you said earlier about the original owners?
Oh, yes. They all won week one. All four. 4-0.
Wow, it's impressive that you even look at that. You are a motherfucking legend.
Thank you.
I think on that note... Oh, Mike's looking at me. I think it is, on that note, it is a good way to end the show.
I agree.
Okay. Well, hopefully next week we'll have Hardy on. And if Hardy does not want to be a co-host, a third co-host, we have more mics. We will have other people join. And we will go from there. So I wish everybody luck, all owners luck, week two. And I want to thank our sound engineer for Super Party Productions, Taylor Colburn, who
you can find him at
set up all this equipment and did some sound checks and is an excellent sound engineer and excellent person overall. Super Party Productions. Signing off, I am Troy Keen. Let me just say I'm signing off of Mike Minnick. I want to thank him for joining us this evening. Owner of the Imus and 1996 champion. Original owner. And I can't think of any more accolades to give him. But I am the commissioner of the BCFL, Troy Keener. Signing off, this has been a Soup Party production. And good evening, everybody. Enjoy week two.